Hi guys, you guys just came back from our sponsors. Today's episode, or segment, you would like to call it, we are going to be talking about the art and the arts, singing, dancing, and so forth, how they can help you through tough times and how amazing it is. And there will be ads during the segment. Feel free to skip them. But yeah, let's get right into the segment. It's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It is the 27th of August 2020, 4:35 p.m. and I'm filming this podcast. You guys are probably like, no drama today. No drama. I haven't done one of these segments in so long. It's just been like drama and stuff, but we're back with daily topics and what the topic is. I haven't done that in like a month or so we're back, we're doing this. You guys are probably like, how did you come up with this idea? And I'm like, I was just like on Amazon Prime Video and I was watching Dirty Dancing. Yes, I know, Dirty Dancing. And I got this idea, like, the arts are so special in our world, especially today. So I just wanted to get more deep into the world that we live in now. So let's get right into it. So the first thing is singing. Okay, so if you guys didn't know, I was watching Glee. I finished it, sadly. One of the most strongest voices in the whole entire show was Mercedes Jones. I think her name was Mrs. Riley. Like, okay, I'm sorry. Mercedes Jones had such an such a great voice. Her voice was so powerful. It's probably one of the best in the shows, but we've got to say, Rachel Berry is the best in there. Best in there. Kurt, he's probably like the third best in there, but Mercedes and Rachel are like the bomb. They're like the top two. Like, that's it, period. No one can tell me not. Mercedes Jones has a very great role. Even though they were racist off and on set, so you know, they called her fat, they called her Negro, they called her black, it's really bad. Really, really bad. But yeah. It's okay. We can deal with that. It's today's economy. It's today's world. It's what happens every single day that we need to change. And yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. So, singing is such a very emotional, and it's like a very calming, very like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's very calm and it helps you through tough times, and the words is what matters. Even though in today's economy, there's stupid songs. Example, WAP, wet pus. Yep, we know that song. Even though it is such a good song, honestly, I don't know what I see in that song. Like, honestly, whatever. And Lucid Dreams, stuff like that. Like, those rap songs. Even though, like, those songs like that, they don't mean well, they're catchy, And, you know, the rhythm and the beats, you know, it go hard. So, I guess that's why we like it. And another thing is, like, simple music, as in, like, Ed Sheeran and Mary, and stuff like that. They are, like, musicians that are just very, like, calm, and they just... They have, like, a Katy Perry style. They just sit there and sing. But Gagas, like, sorry. Gagas are, like, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. They go all out for their songs, you know. And they're crazy. They do crazy stuff in it. It's incredible. The reason why I'm using Katy and Gaga as, like, an example for this is because in Glee they had like a Gaga and Katy week where like the Katys had to be Gagas and the Gagas had to be Katys, so you know, lit. I'm sorry, I'm such a Glee fan, okay? And yeah, okay, next off is dance is amazing. I feel like dance expresses who you are. If you watch my TikToks, you know I'm really good at dancing. Well, I'm not too bad. I'm not too bad at it. It's a work in progress. You should have seen one of my first TikToks. It was very bad. I was trying to do the savage dance. My best friend Elena, if you're listening to this, you know, remember, it was very gradual. I have like over 300 videos on there, just me trying to do the savage dance and like other dances, and I was not good at it. But now I'm kind of decent, I'm kind of better than all the people that you know. I'm not gonna take the credit for it. I got it. But dance also gets through tough times, and the art of dance is very, 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 you can express yourself through music and dance, which I appreciate very much. I can't dance lyrical, contemporary, hip-hop, I can't do those stuff. Well, I can kind of do, like, hip-hop. Kind of, but I can do Afro beats. That's like my jam since I was like born in Africa, and I'm from Ghana. And actually, no, I'm not born in Africa. I'm sorry. I'm originated from Africa. So yeah, I know how to do Afrobeat dances. For example, Beyonce's Already, yeah. With Shatawale. Shatawale is from Ghana. Beyonce, that's me. That's one of my favorite songs, even though it came out like a couple days ago, I think, maybe like a couple weeks. Yeah.
I'm the king, you know it. King already, you know it. Top everything, you know it. King already, you know it. My body's all got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the key, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, you know it. King already, you know it. Shine already.
If you guys want me to do like a whole like dedicated like segment to Beyonce, that's me. Yeah, I'll do that. Honestly, I love Beyonce. A very strict idol. Love her. I think I met Shatawale. No, my cousin met. Well, video called Shatawale. Because my uncle's really good friends with African musicians. Oh, and he also met Burna Boy. But yeah, like, the arts, I don't know any artists, like, art in general, like painting, dance, music, anything involved in those categories, like, it's very strong, and we just need more people to contribute to that and understand it. But yeah, I didn't really go in depth in this. I kind of just explained like a lot of things. But you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. If you want a part two, like a in-depth part two to this, please let me know. And please let me know any other segments you would like me to do. Send me a message, my email, whatever platform you're on right now. And yeah, I will see you guys next time. Bye.